Welcome to Detox to Rehab's True Stories of Addiction podcast series. Today's guest is Greg as he shares his story of recovery.
I think it was real young, probably around 3 or 4, when I was given my first candy cigarette and I learned how to mimic, my parents and the family. They saw how excited I was. My grandfather brought me a bubblegum cigar and I held it like this, just like I saw in the movies, and I wanted to be that. And it was probably a week before I took a bite out of it. I remember shortly after that going to the candy store and buying a 6-pack of wax bottles with candy syrup in it and sucking those down. I would think I was on a mission to control it way back when, including, controlling it to the point where I could build a tolerance so I wouldn't puke and get sick and I could go out and drink. And I was always kind of shy and insecure. So this really helped out. I was fortunate enough to buy my first house when I was in my 20s, and I loved having people over all the time. I started to get into cocaine, kind of started not going to places anymore, even though we had tickets to go to a concert or to go to an event. If we got together before to drive together and somebody broke out a bag, we probably weren't going. So it went from being, using it socially and having folks over to parking my van a block away from the house and walk into the house so I could get behind the shuttered and blanketed over windows and nobody'd think I was home and I could just isolate for days at a time. And that was tough. And the only living thing I saw sometimes for a week or two was my dog chasing high. That wasn't getting there anymore. My insanity went to thinking I would slow down if I just got, say a quarter pound, and then I would slow down because it would be there as a security thing and I wouldn't rush through my stuff. And that was the kind of insanity that I started to think like. And from being brought up, in a nice way, having some decent values in that, to kind of lowering the bar over and over again. Walking around my house thinking I'd start to tear up and do some remodeling and then walk away from a project and leave it just, in shambles. I reached out for help. I went for an evaluation at a treatment center. I minimized all my use and they thought I should stay that day. The next day, I had some help from my family and I got in there and I started the process and I got a real education. Detox was a long time, not from withdrawals, but I think I had significant liver damage. I still didn't get it. I looked around going, oh, so maybe this is how I can do it. I can come and clean up once a year. And I didn't know what was going on in my body and what had changed from what seemed to be choosing to do it to having to do drugs. I struggled here and there with the obsession. It was hard to watch beer commercials on TV without pacing. But the program helped me out. I remember picking up a pamphlet one day when I was really struggling, and on the inside cover it said, look, we're talking about not even sniffing the cork. And it kind of snapped me out of it. I heard in meetings that it doesn't get better, it doesn't change, it's the same old, but of course I had to go and convince myself, and I was gone for 3 days. Thank God it was a learning experience for me. It was at that point I hit my knees and truly asked for help, and I think I worked the third step of the program. There's no amount of eating good food, flushing my system up for 6 months, didn't relieve me of this disease. I was totally obsessed once again for 3 days, nonstop. My journey then was back into the program. My skepticism and paranoia about, early on, one of my first meetings out of treatment, I thought it was all set up and staged by the treatment center. The people welcoming you to a meeting and me and the speaker saying things that I could identify with. I thought, the counselors passed them notes. I was really paranoid. And most of the things I use on a daily basis are the things I learned in that first 6 months, that first year in particular. Those experiences I went through sober for the first time helped me grow and develop my character. Getting a sponsor has helped me my current sponsor I've had for 16 years, and I love him, and I appreciate him so much. When I talk to him, and if I hear myself now, if I come up with a yeah, but, usually when I hang up, I'll have to take a look at that myself. That's how, you know, the relationship I have with him has grown. There's great hope, even though sometimes relapse is was a part of my experience. I learned from it. I think I had an easy leg up by going to a treatment facility and continuing on with a halfway house. I know that was an easier, softer way for me than going back home, where I would have been isolated and alone and only going to a meeting once a day, if I would have even done that, and I don't know how long I would have managed that. I like to give myself as many breaks as I can and accept the help that's offered to me today, and I need to show up. I can't think my way into right action, but I can act my way into right thinking. I just realized that the 12 steps are a journey for me to make a contact with a higher power through meditation and other physical activities, because I connect with nature as well. And my sobriety date is December 17, 1983. I stuck around long enough to believe this is the real deal, that people are in there that are just like me, and the way they stay sober is to help others.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next week as we share more true stories of addiction.